Were you teased as a child? Did you take a lot of shit from people? I mean, or did you did?
Absolutely.
At that school that you went to for 2 hours?
Well, there, and actually when I moved from my little village in Pennsylvania to Delaware to train for figure skating.
Oh, they're so tolerant in Delaware.
Well, my village was all white people. We literally have Amish buggies everywhere.
Right.
That's where I'm from. So I went to this school, and for the first time I saw African-American people, Muslim people, Jewish people, Asian people. Like, literally the first time that I saw with my own eyes in person. A black person.
You were born into the wrong town. You needed a much more cosmopolitan setting. You needed somewhere where you felt accepted.
Well,
you
I
felt
found
isolated.
It. I found it. I found it now. Mm-hmm. But I never let myself get...
Where do you live now?
I live in Jersey, but 15 minutes outside, because I train in New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So, and now you come into the city.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here.
Yeah, you have a life.
I'm here.
Like, thank God. You never want to go back to those days.
Well, no. Every time... You know, the funny thing is, whenever I'm home, I never feel more centered or more... like I'm at home. But a hometown can do that to anyone,
I suppose. Your father a hard ass, or did he accept your homosexuality?
He was okay. I mean, sometimes he thought it was a little much. If I had too much cologne on or my jeans were too tight, he'd tell me. But my dad's a very cool guy, and he's very loving. And you know, he's the guy that put Pepsi in my bottle when I was 2 weeks old and you know, carried me around in his hand.
What was it like when you came out to him? Was he just like... Insanely,
you know what? The only person I ever came out to was my mom. When I was 18, I was like, you're an adult now, you're going to come out to your mom.
And what was her reaction? Like, Johnny, I know, for Christ's sake.
No, she cried a little bit, and it wasn't because she was sad. It was because she was worried that I wouldn't have a happy life and that I would get teased and made fun of and beaten up. And
but didn't
all
she know you
things.
Were getting teased and beaten up when you were a kid?
No, I didn't talk about it because it was...
Why couldn't you confide in her and say, Mom, the kids, would they call you names? Would they call you, you know...
Oh, I got faggot. I got, you know, any...
Imagine Johnny Queer instead of
Johnny
Weir.
Queer, right. Of course. Yes, I got all of those
And when
things.
You were a kid, and I don't know how old that started. Did that start very young for you?
Well, as soon as I moved to Delaware, 12, 13 years old.
And when all of a sudden, the first time you're called Johnny Faggot, I mean, are you just, like, stunned? Is it like getting punched in the face?
No, I'm stronger than all of those people that weren't going to go anywhere.
Wait a second.
I'm totally serious. I'm not bullshitting you at all.
When someone calls you Johnny Faggot, it reduces you as a human being. It's like, you know what? Fuck you. You don't matter. They're doing it to get to you. It has to get to you on some level. You have to say, what is this shit?
Never.
Never.
I never cried
now,
over
did you
a single
always,
person.
You
did
never
you
cried
always
or what?
Know
I never
were...
cried over anyone calling me anything. I never felt like I needed to
Don't you think
defend
you
myself.
Denial? Don't you think it was sort of a denial? Like maybe you should have cried about it and said, you know, this just sucks. This is just bullshit. People
no,
are evaluating me because I'm gay.
I immediately went to that place in my head where I'm better than you. So right. Whatever you say, you're
a
trash, you're dirt.
Sense system. Yeah. But did you know you were gay all along?
6 years old.
Really?
Yes.
Were there other
so this was no surprise to you?
Did
no.
you have any gay friends growing up that you could confide in, that so you didn't feel so alone?
No. I didn't really have any gay friends when I was growing up. I mean, I'm from a small town where there really aren't
what
gay
was your
people.
What was the thing that tipped you off that you were gay? You were 6 years old, and what happened?
You know, I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know that it was gay at 6 years old. But right. I was watching Pretty Woman with my family. And I wanted desperately to be Julia Roberts.
You wanted to be Julia Roberts? That's weird. I wanted to be Honey West when I used to watch that show.
Maybe you should tell us something.
I have some gay tendencies.
Yes.
Did you ever go through a phase where you would gay bash other kids because you were sort of trying to prove you were straight? Did you ever go through that phase?
No, and that's the whole... Is that a fleshlight?
A fleshlight.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Would
I got
like
distracted.
You could stick your penis in there and come.
I've heard that.
You can have it if you want. No one's used
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Feel free.
Gave that to us?
Yeah, who gave that to us?
Perez Hilton.
Oh, Perez Hilton gave that to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's sweet.
Oh, I like Perez. Yeah, yeah, he's a nice guy. And he's another one obsessed with Paris Hilton that he named himself Paris Hilton. Yeah,
Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
No, yeah. But I never gay bashed anyone, and I never felt... I never felt like I was odd or different because I was gay. Mm-hmm. It's the same as, you know, I was born white and born a guy, and I don't celebrate either of those things. So why would I celebrate this gay thing when I know I was born with it?
Mm-hmm.
So in high school, you were made fun of, you know, you're starting at 12 years old. Kids were really, you know, just bash you and stuff. You felt you were, I think because you had skating and you were so fantastic at it, that probably
it was
saved
my outlet.
It saved your life.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't have that and you're trapped in that room with those kids all day, picking on you and constantly abusing you, it would have been awful.
It would have been awful. And I mean, like on Glee, I don't know if you watch Glee, either of you.
I've watched it once.
But there's a gay character on Glee, and it just, it looks like a horror story, everything he goes through on the show, because he's gay. And I never had that, so I can't relate to him. Mm-hmm. I never had that situation where I felt completely alone and depressed in the world because of
But it does seem
something.
Weird that you've barely acted out on your gayness. You haven't had any male relationships. Well, I mean,
I had one long term when I was younger.
How old were you when you got into that?
I was 19 when it was officially a thing.
But, so he was the first guy you were with? You waited till you were 19 to act out sexually?
Well, not act out sexually. I mean, there were random interludes. But
ever make out with a guy when you were like 12?
when I was 15, 16.
Would you go into the big city and find some dude and make out with him?
No. He was a skater too, and he was trying to teach me the ways. But he was one of the ones that hated the fact that he was gay, so he was straight. He had a girlfriend and everything.
Oh, he had a girlfriend, and he made out with you just to prove what? That he was
to teach people how to kiss well. That's what that was his big thing.
Oh, that was the disguise? Yeah. I'm going to teach you how to kiss?
Yeah, look, yes. I'm straight, but you obviously have never kissed anyone, so I'm going to teach you how to kiss. Boy, what a convoluted thing.
Well, I mean, goodness. I was awkward looking, too. I had a funny, like, flip in my bangs, and I was very small and thin. And
was he a good kisser?
Yeah, I mean, no. It was your first kiss and your first kind of situation like that. But, I mean, I'd kissed girls and stuff up to that point because they were my friends. And they were like, okay, let's practice. I never banged a chick.
How far did you get with a chick?
Well, I mean, I've had really good friends over the years. So, I mean, they'll
felt their titties?
Yes, of course, every day.
Finger a girl?
I have seen the small man in the boat.
But
I've never licked it.
You ever go down? You would throw up if you had to go down on a girl, right?
I wouldn't throw up. I mean, I appreciate the beauty that is, you know, so attractive to many gentlemen around the world.
You think girls are icky?
No. Oh. I love my girls, and that's why, you know, it's out now that I would marry a woman, and I absolutely would, aside from
the
sex.
You'd be miserable.
I wouldn't be miserable because
I've
never
been with
a
woman without sex. It's very difficult.
I'm with woman without sex all the time.
You would marry a woman. And
have
words,
that partnership, that friendship, that love. I could have a boyfriend on the side, and she could get her rocks off on the side. It's a win-win.
You would go out and get your sex somewhere else.
Yes.
So,
but we'd be in a union, and I think that's my opinion of what marriage should be. You have to be with your best friend.
So the guy you banged in August, what, I don't know, did he bang you or you banged him?
Actually, it was kind of a mutual thing.
Right. You know how many gay men I have on this show who say to me, I only do blowjobs. That's it. I will never put it in my ass. And I go, you're so full of it. Why wouldn't you put it in your ass? Was that incredibly painful for you the first time you had something in your ass?
It's not pleasant, but...
It's not your thing.
I have people listening to me talk right now.
Mom? Mom, grow up.
But I mean...
I picture you a bottom. If I was with you, I'd want you on the bottom.
Well, yeah, I mean, in general, yeah. That's kind of the direction we go. But
to me, you're my woman.
Aw.
For me. I mean,
Howard.
I'm the same for me.
No, but I mean, we have a cluster of nerves. Every man has, like, the little cluster of nerves back there.
Except Fred, but go ahead, yes.
Well, he's a Martian.
But I mean, it's the same as the little man in the canoe.
Right. You're saying you can have an orgasm from a guy putting it in your ass?
You could, too.
I could?
Yeah.
Put it in my ass now. I'm not gay.
Let me just get myself ready.
Yeah. Stay something in my ass if you don't mind. And see if I get it. So you're saying if a man puts it in your ass, you get so stimulated that you can come.
If it's good, yes,
without
you can.
Him rubbing your penis.
It's never happened. Nobody's been that good yet.
Right. Well, that's so sad.
I love where we've gone now. I love how we started at a beautiful place, and now we're here.
Look at where we are.
No, I just don't understand why you don't have a boyfriend. You got it all going on. I don't get it.
I'll have one when it's time.
It's just not time right now.
No, I'm too busy. I'd be a terrible boyfriend.
What was wrong with the guy in August? I mean, was it a one-shot deal?
It was kind of a one-time. We were friends and just...
And you needed it. It finally kind of fell into place.
Right. You know what I mean?
And then afterwards, did he say, hey, Johnny, come on, let's do it again. It's fun. And you said, no, I'm done?
No, I'm not like that. You know, if it's a one-time deal, it's a one-time deal. But if somebody asks for a date or something again, I won't automatically shoot them down. But in general, all I can be emotionally available for is a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
And... I'm kind of fine with that, and people kind of understand that when
you
they're
put that right
in
up
my
front.
Presence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I would be a terrible boyfriend to you. I would never see you. I would treat you like shit, and that's how it would be right now because I'm so busy, and you know, I'm basically married to my agent.
Right, and you're masturbating. What do you masturbate to porn? Are you into porn at all?
No, I like visualization. I find it's better because you can remember situations you've been in.
So you're in your hotel room. You want to get off. So you close your eyes and you remember guys you've been with.
Yes, or guys that I want to be with.
Right.
I mean, you've been there a few times.
And what's the scenario?
Is Howard good?
Howard's amazing.
You're kidding. You jerked off to me? You're such a liar.
I am lying.
I know. Gay men are not attracted to me. I just am so ugly. They do not get any, they don't get any thrills from me.
No. But you know what?
I beg gay men to jerk off to me. They won't do it.
You actually helped me a lot because I remember I was like 12 or 13 and I was watching, I watched Private Parts.
Yes.
A lot, and I listened to you every day on my way from school to the ice rink, and you know, my very straight college driver at the time loved you, and we would sit and laugh all day, and it just helped me like feel very free and open when I was talking about sex or thinking about sex or dealing with those things, because when you're at that age too, you're going through all of those changes.
It is weird that people are so uptight about it. We all do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand why they're so uptight about it.
But you know, people don't poop.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet you don't poop if you eat, like, salad and...
Yeah, what is there to poop?
You probably poop,
you're
like, once a
all.
Week.
Didn't
it's,
you? Kind
of, it's like a dry heave.
Yeah. I mean, you probably have... You have probably, like, rabbit pellets. Who the hell knows what goes? Johnny's book, Welcome to My World, is in stores now. You'll hear Johnny comes clean about everything.
Okay.
Talks about the world of skating, these fucking judges. I mean, forget about it. It's a nightmare. Imagine training your whole life, and then you get up
and
in front of...
a bunch of judges
well, it's
are
going to
decide whether you deserve a medal or not.
Well, it's a crappy sport. Even in tennis, I go nuts when these linesmen get it all wrong. And you go, wow.
But at least that's just one point.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's not your whole career.
It's not your whole career.
Like, here's the Olympics down the fucking drain because some guy's got a bug up his ass because you dress flamboyantly.
Yes. Yeah. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But... I mean, still, you get that kind of satisfaction of having so many people behind you and love you. I mean, in Vancouver, the entire building was standing up and booing and throwing shit. And I mean, my brother was punching a wall, standing up upstairs. And
why were they throwing shit and booing?
Just they wanted me to succeed. They wanted
they
me to win
like
and do
the
well.
Scores.
They didn't like the scores.
Are you ever scared for your life? In the sense that now, you know, because you're outrageous and you don't give a shit and you're flamboyant and you live your life the way you want to live it, which I, by the way, respect a lot.
Thank you.
I know that those maniacs, God Hates Fags, we've had them on the show. At one point, you were at some hotel or something. You were afraid to leave your hotel because all those maniacs were out there. They're obsessed with hating gay people, right?
Yes.
And what was that like for you? Were you afraid for your life?
I wasn't afraid for my life. I mean, I'm never afraid for my life. If it's someone's time, it's someone's time, and I'm a firm believer in that. So I kind of live no matter what. Before the Olympics this year, for example, I had the FBI with me because I was getting there was a price on my head from some person with PETA, and I don't mean to bring it up because I know it's important to everyone at the show.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. You insist on wearing fur, right?
I do wear fur.
You wear fur. And, in fact, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, and Robin has this friend, too, she wrote me last night, and she said, and she's gay.
Mm-hmm.
She says to me, you tell that fucking Johnny Weir,
oh,
fuck
dear.
Him, because I love animals, and you know, what's with the fur? Why does he have to kill animals? He should be, and, you know, I'm sympathetic to that
yes.
because I'm such a dog lover and, you know, we have cats and all that.
He's not wearing dog or cat.
He's not wearing dog or cat.
No, no dogs or cats.
And I understand your point, too. Hey, we eat animals.
You're wearing leather shoes.
Right.
I mean, stop all the hypocritical ridiculousness.
Johnny, yes. Where we stand on this?
People are eating cows.
Why go through the whole thing with fur, though? I mean, people get all worked up about this. Why are you making such an issue of it?
I mean, I don't make an issue of it. I wear what I like to wear and I do what I like to do. It's the same in every aspect of my life. And I never begrudge people their opinion and their ideas. And I mean, I've seen all the videos and read all the literature because it's been sent in piles to me. And I understand everyone's place, but I'm just asking that you appreciate that I can make my own choice. And,
I guess they would say the animals can't stand up for themselves. So they have to, you know, and I guess they feel you should be tolerant of this and you should be educated in
yes.
this. So are you going to make any effort to maybe stop wearing fur or you say, fuck it, I'm going to keep wearing it. I love it too much.
I love.
You love fur.
I love fur and I have no problem loving it. And
we can't convince you to go into faux fur. We can't get any of that kind of thing.
It's honestly, it's not.
It's not the same?
It's not the same, and it's not as warm. I mean, I go to Russia. I was standing in Red Square the other day, and if you had worn a plastic coat, you would have had frostbite on your nipples.
Is that why you get a lot of shit, too? Because people feel you love Russia too much? You should love America
I get a
more.
Lot of shit about my love of not just Russia, but the world.
Right.
I've had the opportunity to walk on the Great Wall of China, dance in Red Square, do all of these things.
You feel like a citizen of the world and not so much an American. Like the whole kind of Olympics thing, you're American, American, you're playing for America. It's kind of bullshit to you.
It's not bullshit. I want to show the world what an American is, because we don't have a good reputation around the world. I want to show them that I'm open to, you know, the world. I'm open to learning about what's going on outside of my country. And I think a lot of people have the opinion that Americans are very closed and they only care about what happens here. And I saw some study recently that something like 80% of Americans never leave their state.
I know.
Right.
Like their state. I can't.
They don't even go to other states in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not open to other places in the world.
I just want to show that I'm very open.
But you know what? It's really funny to me because many, many athletes come here to train.
Yes. Right.
And that's no problem.
I mean, my coach is one of the.
So people are really bugged that you go to Russia and train.
Yes.
They don't like it.
Well, I mean, I don't train full time there, but I train there.
Right.
It's nice to kind of get away from everything that's normal here, everything I know here. And be someplace that's kind of like a bubble, an isolated bubble. I speak Russian.
No kidding. Fluent?
Not quite fluent, but I speak well and I can read and write. And
what's your IQ? You must be pretty bright if you got through 2 hours of school and you aced everything.
I don't know my IQ.
Mm-mm. Well, we can get you tested. There's no problem about that.
All right, please test me.
Would you give up fur if I could promise you a blowjob from Justin Timberlake? Would you walk away from it all?
Don't tempt me.
No, BJ.
No. There is no blowjob in the world that could make me, you know.
Give up your furs.
Give up my staples.
Do you have any, how many fur coats do you own?
I have several.
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 You love Lady Gaga. You even dress like Lady Gaga. Or maybe she dresses like you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who knows who's copying
I'm older.
Yeah.
But right. she is the Gaga.
Have you met her?
Yes, she's very lovely. Her mom is a huge skating fan and comes to my performances whenever I'm around.
Is that part of the wonder of being a famous skater? Now you get to meet all of your heroes, like I don't know, Lady Gaga. Who else do you love? I don't know. You must have met some incredible
Christina people. Aguilera was somebody that I really looked up to. She's from Pennsylvania, like me. She really worked hard and made herself great based on her talent, not Britney-ing it. I mean, Britney's talented too, but Christina's got that voice, you know? And I always respected that, and I got to meet her recently. And
do you hang with her at all?
Totally, no.
Do you have any friends? Do you have any famous friends? Like, I mean, real close famous friends?
Yeah, there are people
who
that
I. With? Give me a list.
Kelly Osbourne and I had a huge love affair.
No kidding.
Yes.
Did you ever feel her up?
Yes.
You did? Did you finger her?
I did not finger her.
Why not? Why not finger Kelly?
Because I respect her.
You do.
No, but I mean,
why did you feel her? How did that happen? Did she show you her vagina?
No, I was commenting on her body, and I felt her.
You felt her breasts?
Well, yes.
And did she think you were coming on to her?
Certainly not.
I've got to try that with women.
I just want to comment on your body. Let me touch you here.
Oh, my God, you look so amazing. I mean,
You're saying once she lost all her weight with Dancing on the Stars, you wanted to touch her breasts.
Well, I've always wanted to touch Kelly Osbourne. I love her, and I love
I like her, too.
She doesn't give a shit. She's like us, Howard.
Do you ever go to her home and hang out with Ozzy and all that kind of stuff?
No, I haven't done that. Well, she's in L.A. Everyone's in L.A.
Right.
And
you like your life here.
I'm very East Coast.
All right. Now, let's get to all your stuff. Your single, Dirty Love.
Yes.
That is now number one in Japan.
Yes.
Do we
this
have
morning
a copy
I got
of
the
that?
Notification.
Is it a dance song?
It's a dance song. It's fun. It's
Robin, dance with me.
I want to hear this.
Let me hear a little bit of this. Hold on. I didn't know you were a singer.
Well, I'm an ice skater that sang a song. But just for fun, and it came out pretty good. I was happy. I can't belt it like Christina, and that's all I wanted to do.
Did you play it for Christina? Did you?
I did not. I did not play it.
You see how I can move to this?
You kind of have to gyrate a little bit. Like, work your penis a little bit. Like, give it to us. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine him on the ice?
Oh, he'd be wonderful.
Look at me, Johnny. Look at me. Really look at me.
Like, give me some pinky. Yeah.
Johnny, look at this.
Oh, my God. Look at your boobs.
That's right.
Shake them. Shake them.
That's right.
Ballet arms. Ballet arms.
I can give it to you.
That was good, Howard.
You're damn right it was good. I'm out of breath. Give me some oxygen. All right, so wait, let me plug here before I run out of time. This song, Dirty Love, that we're listening to now,
yes,
is number one in Japan.
Number one in Japan. And it's on iTunes today for the first day in America.
Right. Very nice. I wish you a big hit with that.
Thank you.
That pays better than skating. Johnny's book, Welcome to My World, is in stores now. You know, I've never been on ice skates in my life.
No, I'll take you, I haven't either.
No, forget it.
No, I want to take you.
It's over the hill for me.
No. I'll take you.
You'll break an ankle immediately.
I'd be like, oh. No, you don't want me with you.
No, I want to take you. I want both of you guys to come.
Can I dress up in one of those outfits?
Yeah, I'll have an outfit made for you.
I can see you in rhinestones.
The Flying Scorpion.
I'd be gorgeous. Johnny will be signing copies of his brand new book tonight at 7 o'clock at Borders in Columbus Circle, and tomorrow night at 7 at the Book Review in Huntington, Long Island. You got to go over and say hi to Johnny.
Yeah. Yes, please.
And if there's any guys out there who really want it, I'll give it to Johnny.
For a one-off.
There ain't going to be any kind of...
No, don't look for a relationship.
Yeah, Johnny ain't looking for that right now. Johnny's trying to get his shit together.
Yes, I'm trying to make some money.
Signings, go to figureskatersonline.com/Johnny Weir.
Johnny G. Weir.
Johnny G. Weir?
JohnnyGWeir.com. We can do that.
All right. And what, you were a judge on Skating with the Stars. How was that?
I was. It was pretty intense because I got a lot of backlash because I was judging some of the celebrities too harshly.
I didn't even know there were any celebrities on that show. Who is the celebrity on that show?
Well, Vince Neil.
Vince Neil skates? Was he good?
He skated. He got voted off in the second or third week. He was not so talented, but...
Were you able to be mean, like, you know, Simon Cowell and say, hey, you suck?
Well, I mean, I wasn't nice, but I it's my sport. If anyone can tell you that you suck, I can. I can do it. But I got a lot of shit from the fans of Bethany Frankel. She is one of the housewives.
Why did you get in a fight with her?
I guess I was too mean, but I mean, she...
Was she shitty?
Well, I was in Australia, and somebody sent me this this link to an interview she did, and she basically said I was jealous of her because she was a woman.
Oh, dear.
And she was the woman I wanted to be, and I was very...
You want to be Julia Roberts. You don't want to be her.
Well, just in a theoretical sense, if I wanted to be a woman, I would have had the surgery years ago.
That's right.
I'm happy with my penis. I love it.
Have you ever dressed up as a woman? I imagine you're very attractive as a woman.
I am attractive as
a woman. Where can I get a picture of you as a woman? I mean, shaved legs,
I've got my beauty bears here, and they'll definitely
When's
do
the
me
last
up
time
later.
You dressed up like a woman?
You know, it's been a few years. A
few years?
Yeah, it's been a few years, but I was very attractive. I dressed up as Christina Aguilera for one Halloween.
Next time come in here as a woman, I want to look you over.
All right.
I want to see how I feel inside.
Well, we won't even tell you I'm coming in. I'll just walk in.
Walk in.
There you go.
And see what happens. You won't know.
You dress up as a woman. Do you have titties? Do you get fake titties?
No, maybe RuPaul can help me. RuPaul's been really cool with me.
What do you do for your breasts?
I don't know how they do it. Robin, do you know?
No,
oh,
I don't.
Oh, wait a second. There you are as a woman.
That's not a woman. That's just in heels.
No, that looks like a woman.
You've seen a woman like that?
Walk in, dress a woman, blow me, and then tell me. Don't tell me first. All right.
I won't tell you at all. And I'll wear a really beautiful.
Are you good at giving a guy a blowjob? I bet you're very good at it.
Well, I've got a larger bottom lip than the top one, and I think that may give me an advantage.
Teach Robin how to do it. She's a disaster.
Here we go.
We'll work on it, but we'll do it off camera because it could be embarrassing. A
couple of quick phone calls, all right? Go ahead, Jonesy in Los Angeles, quickly, because we're running out of time here. Johnny,
thank you so much for taking my call. Johnny, I am your biggest fan in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Jonesy.
So much. When you did Fallen Angel, I cried at the end. It was so beautiful.
Thank you.
What is that, Fallen Angel?
It's one of
my
his
Olympic
routines.
Long program.
Yeah.
Do I know from
did
that?
Did you put like a DVD together with all your performances that we could all buy? Because that would be like
amazing. Johnny needs money.
Well, I mean, I would love that so much, but all of these, like, for 30 seconds of footage from NBC for the Olympics, it's like a bajillion dollars.
Right. So they own everything.
The people that broadcast it own everything, but I would love to. Maybe I'll just start flip-camming everything I do, and then I will own it.
Isn't it amazing that you can't get paid in the Olympics? And I mean, the networks make a fortune off the thing. And you can't, doesn't that drive you crazy? It drives me nuts. You're a performer. Get paid.
It does drive us crazy, but we're technically amateur sportsmen.
Drives me crazy that college basketball players don't get paid for playing in college. Why
exactly.
not? They're making tons of advertising revenue.
They are.
I believe Olympic guys who train
I'll tell you,
should get a cut of the action.
The craziest is Michael Phelps, who was the Summer Olympics that year.
Yes.
Right.
They made so much. They even changed his schedule.
I saw
and
him,
made it harder for him
Robin,
to compete.
I saw
because
him,
it was important to them for their ratings. They made billions. He made nothing.
I saw him on the side of the road yesterday with a cardboard sign.
He's
that's how
trying
bad
to
it
get
that's
voiceover
right.
work.
Dennis, go. Yes, he's a very deep voice. Yes, Dennis, go ahead. Dennis, quickly.
Dennis?
Dennis, in Anchorage, Arkansas?
Oh, hey, is it me?
Yeah,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Dennis, hi.
Oh, hey, sorry, it's Kevin.
Kevin?
Oh, Kevin, hi.
I have two things. One, Johnny, you are so incredibly hot.
You want to go out with him?
Thank you.
He'll give you a one-nighter.
Absolutely.
Are you femme or are you very butch?
Butch. Ooh, I'm a butch. And,
super.
Femme, and I find femme so fucking hot.
And you all know right. what to do with
Good.
Him? You know, Johnny don't have a lot of time to waste. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, in and out.
Right. Yeah, can you get in and out quick?
In and out, I'm not going to lie. And two.
I got you a man.
Wait, is that Anchorage, Alaska?
No, Anchorage, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Alaska.
Oh,
no, Alaska.
Alaska. Oh, okay. I thought
yeah,
it was Arkansas.
Man,
I couldn't tell.
It is Alaska.
I didn't know if there was an Anchorage, Arkansas. I was like, wow, I didn't know.
Well done, Howard.
All right, go ahead.
And two, hey, what's the deal with you and Evan Lysichak? Like,
oh, yeah, you fight with him, right? He's another skater.
Yeah,
he's straight,
like,
though, right?
Yes, he's straight.
He's straight. Why are you in a fight with him?
Well, we were rivals. We're from the same country, same age, basically. And, I mean, we were fighting for the same thing. So you have to fight with your rival.
Did you watch him on Dancing with the Stars?
I did not watch him. The first couple nights I voted for him just for support. And then,
oh, you
and
did
then,
vote for him?
Well, the first couple nights. I didn't
nice.
Watch it, but I just
texted.
Yeah.
Maybe you were hoping he'd get into dancing and get the hell out of skating.
No, I mean, I respect what he did with his sport. He's an Olympic champion, blah, blah, blah.
But you should have won and he shouldn't have.
Right.
Well,
essentially, you're saying you're every bit as good as him, but you were held up to a different standard.
Yes,
for many of the reasons we discussed.
For many reasons, yes.
Fuck that.
You watch his Sundance special, and you can clearly see that like Johnny is so much better than Evan.
You're just in love.
I love you so much right now. I'm coming to Alaska. I want to go salmon fishing.
Do you think Evan even knows you're better? Deep down inside, does he know?
It remains to be seen. I mean, we are built up and we're very cocky people,
mm-hmm.
ice skaters, because we have to be to win and to fight and go to war with these people.
Yes.
We're very cocky, so I'm sure... I think I'm the best. He thinks he's the best.
And then when he got a higher score than you, you're like, just fuck this. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I was behind a curtain crying after my Olympics. Yeah, there was one skater left, Yevgeny Plushenko, who's a big hero of mine from Russia. He was who everyone was expecting to win, and he didn't. I was behind a curtain crying with my coach, who was like petting me and loving me and whispering, you know, beautiful Russian
things to me. I don't blame you for crying. I mean, you spent your whole life preparing for this, and they gave it to Evan.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I mean, it is.
Did you see it?
Do you cry a lot? No, I don't watch anything. Did you cry? Did you cry a lot?
I cried a lot that day. I don't cry a lot. I'm pretty strong. You have to be strong to be gay nowadays.
Damn right. You're damn right. You do.
Like Johnny was so much more amazing than.
You want to blow Johnny so bad you can taste it.
You're right. I want to blow him like you wouldn't believe.
That's so charming.
This is
sweet.
Man,
thank
this
you.
Is a man in love.
Oh my
you need
God.
To give it to him.
That's right.
What do you ever look at Johnny in his skating outfits and think, I can see the outline of his penis?
I think it's about the booty.
It's about the ass. Like your ass.
I think it's more the booty.
Skating gets your ass in great shape.
Yeah,
I've
got J-Lo booty.
You got a good-sized penis, or are you disappointing in that area?
Well, I mean, I'm not like Michael Lucas.
How many inches are you?
7.5-ish.
No shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, did you hear that? Johnny's 7.5.
Howard's very impressed.
Oh, my God, I'm dizzy.
Because I'm not a big guy. I can't have a 10-inch penis. It would look funny.
I bet you have a big, thick cock. These gay dudes must go nuts when you take off your pants, right? They're like, oh, my God.
Well,
Johnny.
Usually they're shocked. They're going to think I have, like, a pinky.
They're like me.
I would go nuts for it. Come on.
Dennis, you hear that? Big, thick 7 inches.
Oh, I'm coming to visit. I'm coming to visit.
Can you
Anchorage.
Handle that?
Come to Anchorage. Yes, I could.
Dennis, what would you do to those 7 inches? Are you fully shaved down there?
No, I'm so, like, you know, like
you
a woman
hair?
On my face. I like to keep a little... I'm so proud of my chest hair. Let me show you.
Wow, look at you. You like chest hair?
Cut,
I've got like seven, but I'm proud of them.
Dennis, you'd be dizzy if you were here. Johnny has 7 inches. You know what to do with that? What would you do with that?
Oh, wait, you're hearing it now. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think there's a romance going on here.
This is filthy. This is.
It's so
I just got not classy.
All right, real quick, Scott. Well, listen, you're talking love. Let's go, Scott. Finally, your question.
Hey, how you doing, Robin? Hey. Hi, Howard.
Hi.
Hey, now.
Today, I give you a lot of credit for putting him on. When I heard he was going to be on tomorrow, I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be a pile of crap. But
well, Johnny's the man.
Turned out to be a very nice interview. My daughter's actually a skater, so I know a lot of the stuff that he goes through with the USFSA and all that stuff.
Tell her to eat salad and a piece of chicken.
No, don't tell her to eat salad and a piece of chicken.
Tell her to get very skinny.
No, she eats a little bit more than that. She's actually in synchronized skating, so it's a little bit of a different discipline. So, but I'll tell you, you know, I mean, he's got some. If you keep him on the show long enough, he's going to be able to get married. I think that other guy was ready to just.
I think I did a setup right there. All right, let's go to. All right, listen, we could go on all day. Forget it, Johnny. We'll let it stand in all of that.
All right.
The single is called Dirty Love. I was just dancing to it.
Yes, you were.
Passed my test. I was I was moving beautifully, though.
Yes.
Johnny's book, Welcome to My World, is in stores now. Johnny's going to be signing copies of his book tonight at 7 o'clock at Borders in Columbus. Go down there. Who knows? You know what I mean? You're talking 7 inches. Tomorrow night at 7.
And a half.
7 and a half.
Yeah, don't take away that half.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Sweet.
And tomorrow
was
night.
Was that gay porn voiceover?
Oh, yes, of course. Tomorrow night at.
Wait, what? Do we have a gag sound?
You like that? Do you like being gagging? You
gagging.
Like that? Right down the throat?
Yes, there we go. See, that's funny. That's funny.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Johnny will be at the book review in Huntington, Long Island, or you can call him Nicky.
Snow permitting. Snow
that's
permitting.
Right. Snow permitting. Yeah, we might have a big snowfall.
That's true.
And for additional signings, go to figureskatersonline.com/JohnnyGWeir.
JohnnyGWeir.com.
I'm going to go on there and see what's going down. All right. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for coming in, and much success to you.
Thank you, Howard.
We'll be back right after these words.